Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Tesla shares closed today at $405.05, down $1.38, or 0.3%-4%. The stock remains well below its 52-week high of $498.83, but comfortably above its 52-week low of $288.77. In safety news, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched a probe into a fatal Tesla crash into a Texas home that killed a woman over the weekend. The investigation is the latest in a series of federal inquiries tied to Tesla's driver assistance software, and follows another incident in which a Tesla driver told authorities the vehicle was on autopilot before a fatal collision. Regulators are examining both the role of the software and the vehicle's response at the time of impact. On the technology front, a teardown of a leading Chinese sodium-ion battery pack has found that build quality now matches what Tesla offers. Sodium-ion cells are cheaper and less dependent on lithium supply chains, and the result suggests that Chinese battery makers are closing the gap with established Western automakers on durability and manufacturing precision. In product news, Tesla is preparing to sell a new line of modular artificial intelligence data center hardware under the name Megapod. The system is aimed at customers who want to run large language models on premises and represents a notable expansion beyond Tesla's traditional automotive and energy storage businesses. In regulatory news, Sweden has formally asked the European Union to reject Tesla's full self-driving system unless the company removes a feature that allows drivers to exceed the speed limit. Swedish authorities argue that permitting speeding, even when the driver explicitly enables it, is incompatible with European road safety rules, and the vote could shape FSD rollouts across the entire bloc. Looking ahead, eyes remain on Tesla's supervised autonomy rollout, the Megapod launch, and any new federal safety findings from the Texas crash probe. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.